This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Good morning and welcome back to Real Presence Radio. I am Heather Caro.
This is Deacon Paul Trinan.
And we're your hosts this morning for Real Presence Live. It's been just an amazing show this morning. And we have saved one of the best for last. So.
Yeah. Father Christopher Hughes is here. He's from the same, pastorate. And I'm not going to use that word anymore. I'm going to call it the Ave Maria pastorate.
There you go.
That Father Sean was a part of. And gosh, Father Christopher, you were here for the latest Day of Recollection here at the Abbey. And that was just so well received. We had so many positive comments from that, and I was touched. I just really got a lot out of that. And it's funny because I grew up in Yankton, South Dakota, and, mm-hmm. and the parish name was Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that meant. And I kind of gotten a little bit of an idea. We have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our home, in Immaculate Heart. But the depth of what I learned from his talk was so good.
Oh,
so
I can't wait.
Yeah, so he was at the top of my list for, let's bring him back here for a real presence.
It's one of my favorite images, as you can see, Father.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier.
So let's talk about how your discovery or your, the moment you fell in love with the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
I've actually always been in love with the Heart of Jesus, but I never really considered there being an emphasized, laid-out devotion to the Sacred Heart, but there is. Yeah. And I discovered in June of 2020 that I was born June 5th of 1970.
Yeah.
I was born on the Solemn Feast of the Sacred Heart. Love because, that feast, that solemnity moves back and forth in the calendar according to Easter.
Yeah.
Divine providence, definitely.
Right. Right. God had a plan for you.
So what really sparked the devotion for me was when I came across a quotation by Pope St. John the 23rd. And I came across that quotation in January of 2017. And it hit me deep in my heart because I had a couple problems I wanted solved. And I'll just read the quotation. To keep me from sin and from straying from him, God has used devotion to the most Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. My life is vowed and destined to be spent in the light irradiating from the tabernacle. And it is to the most Sacred Heart of Jesus that I dare go for the solution of all my problems. Pope St. John the 23rd. And I thought, if a saint says something, try it out. So I did. I brought an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that I had in the bedroom, and I placed it in a prominent place in the rectory. I bought a gross of 100% beeswax candles from Lux Candle Company in Ipswich, South Dakota.
Good spot.
100% beeswax. You can imagine what that cost. And I hung a little sconce, and every once on special feasts or First Fridays or whatnot, I would light the candle by the image. To find out later, in August of 2017, when I read the first book on the Sacred Heart of Jesus that I read, St. John Youde, who was St. Margaret Mary, and St. Claudia Le Colombier really got the devotion going. He talks about placing an image in a prominent place. And when you walk by it, kiss it, reverence it, bow, or whenever you think to. And so I did that. But it was in July of 2017, I really kicked it into high gear. As I've mentioned in the past to other persons, I'd always stuck my toe in the water.
Yeah.
And then in January 2017, I put my whole foot in the water. But in July of 2017, I let myself fall backward into it. And I knew that the Heart of Jesus and the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus are the same thing. The Holy Eucharist and the Sacred Heart of our Lord, the same reality. So I would go over to the church, along with my holy hour in the morning before daily Mass, beginning July 2017. I would go over to have my holy hour in the morning before Mass, but then I would do an additional time of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. I would go over at 2:40 in the afternoon, pray my rosary then. At 3 o'clock, pray or sing the Chapel of the Divine Mercy, and then finish out the hour till 4 o'clock.
Hmm.
So what I did was I united the Sacred Heart devotion, Divine Mercy devotion, which really go together. I united them profoundly together. And I did that 98% of the days, I would say, for the next 2 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks. And it's wild, the fruits that have come from it. I got the solution to my problems, but the way the Lord did that for me was by giving me something else I'd prayed for and desired and wanted for 15 years. And I don't know if I really can talk about that's more spiritual direction kind of stuff,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say it this way. Big heart, more freedom. And we're all on a journey of more and more freedom in this life. You know, conversion of heart continually.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Beautiful. So for those that aren't familiar, so we broadcast over a large area. We have a lot of different types of listeners. For those that don't know what the Sacred Heart of Jesus is, or what the image looks like, could you describe it for us?
I'm glad you asked that question. I remember reading in the book by St. John Eudes that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is three separate yet distinct realities. St. John Eudes talks about this. It is his heart of flesh. It's the center of his human soul, his human heart, the center of his human soul. And it's his divine heart, his divine nature that existed from all eternity. So it's his divinity, and it's his humanity, both his soul, center of his soul, and his heart of flesh. The Chapel of Divine Mercy, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity. I'll never forget the day when that clicked for me. When we pray the Chapel of Divine Mercy, we're speaking of what St. John Eudes wrote about in his book on the Sacred Heart. And so Jesus revealed to the church how his heart should be portrayed as a heart of flesh on the outside of his body, and with the flames of love coming from it. There's usually a cross at the top of it, and then a crown of thorns.
Beautiful.
And there are so many different. And some images show Jesus pointing to his heart. Some images show Jesus holding his heart in his hand, extending it to us.
Okay, so I got to ask this question. And I asked you a few questions when you were at the Day of Recollection. But it's just, okay, you're not an old priest. You're relatively young yet, right? Was it your 25th that was celebrated at Clergy Days?
You're not supposed to tell anyone that.
See, he's a young priest. And I have to tell my bias, and I don't know why this is, but maybe because, you know, you kind of go into grandma and grandpa's house or a Catholic used bookstore or maybe something. and this seems like a dated devotion. It's not a new devotion.
That hurts.
But it does. I think it does seem that way, and I think just... It's so fascinating to see you say, okay, this is all connected. It's divine mercy. Mm-hmm. It's adoration, which I think was dated and is being coming back now. I definitely do with our youth. It's the Sacred Heart, and then it's Eucharistic revival. All of this.
Yes. You know, if
the excitement in the room.
If we really want to see a Eucharistic revival, take hold and sweep across our nation and our nation. Mm-hmm. A reawakening of the devotion of the Sacred Heart needs to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, I have a theory. I've had it for some time. I think the Divine Mercy devotion was given to us. Not only stands on its own, but as a way to reawaken the Sacred Heart devotion. So anyone out there who has a devotion to the Divine Mercy, you need to have a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus too. Put the two together and hold on.
Powerhouse.
Yes.
And how couldn't that not be? If you're talking about the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist, how could that not include the Sacred Heart of Jesus? We're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's maybe I don't know if that's the right analogy. I shouldn't say that. It's just a beautiful, I don't know. You know, you go to an event. Let's say we go to this awesome event that's going to be held. The one up in Bemidji.
Yeah.
We're going to walk into this big auditorium of some kind of a place. And there's doors that we'll go through. Some days we'll go in through the Eucharistic adoration door. Some days we'll go to Divine Mercy Chaplet, Divine Mercy, Divine Love. Some days we'll go through the Sacred Heart door. But they're all leading us to Jesus.
Same person.
They are.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Father Christopher Hughes, and we're talking about his devotion and many devotions that we have to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We're going to take a quick break, but we're keeping you through the break, Father, because we are not done. So, folks, stay with us. More Real Presence Live right after this.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In his letter to the city of Philippi, Paul exhorts us to rejoice in the Lord always. Then, just to make sure we get it, he repeats himself, rejoice. He encourages us to have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving to let our requests be made known to God. We can exercise trust and total dependence on Him. Praise, worship, and conversation with God are not designed to change Him. They are designed to change us. It is in the heart of that praise that we discover that nothing is impossible with God, and that life in the Holy Spirit is a life of peace. This peace is our witness to a war-torn, bloody, fatigued, and depressed world. This peace is our birthright once we completely belong to Him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Have you ever wondered if your family's past struggles have affected you personally? I'm Father Chris Alar. You and your ancestors are all part of the body of Christ, so you should desire healing for them for the consequence of their past sins. Evidence suggests that these consequences can even be passed down through generations. While God does not hold you personally responsible for the sins of your ancestors, He does allow the effect of their deeds to reverberate from one generation to the next. The sins or sanctity of your family members may impact you. So learn how to break free from any sinful bonds in your life. There is hope. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost. And to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. I'm Heather Caro.
And I'm Deacon Paul Trinan here at the Abbey of the Hills. And we're talking with Father Christopher Hughes about an increasing devotion towards the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Increasing devotion towards the Most Sacred Heart. And the connectivity to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Eucharist, to the Eucharistic Revival, to Divine Mercy. To adoration. It's just beautiful.
To the air we breathe.
You know, you brought up, when you were here for the Day of Recollection earlier in April, Father, you brought up the special graces that are associated with a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I think a good number of those are found in the 12 promises that our Lord gave to those who keep the devotion and spread it. I would like to just focus on a couple of those, if I may.
Absolutely.
Promise number 7, lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Number 8, fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. So you know how everyone always says nobody's perfect?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1, Jesus, or the God himself, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And then Jesus comes back quite some time later and tells all of us in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, if Jesus says to be perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect, he can't just be blowing smoke and steam. There must be a way to do it. Everyone out there, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the way to do it. Promise number 7, lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Promise number 8, fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. It must be possible. What? And then, number 10, "I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts." Everyone out there listening, pray for your priests. Be specific when you pray for things. A wise priest once told me that. Pray that your priests will come to know the heart of Jesus. Come to know Jesus in his Sacred Heart. When I preach on the Sacred Heart of Jesus in homilies, and the people of the parishes and the Ave Maria pastor, they can tell you how often it comes up. Quite often, because I'm rather smitten. When I preach on the heart of Jesus, or bring the Sacred Heart, you can't believe the mysterious, beautiful, holy silence that comes across the congregation, the people in the pews. You can see it in their faces. I've written sacred poetry since 2005. But through the Sacred Heart Devotion, I have to tell you, the poems I've written that draw the Sacred Heart into them or revolve around the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there's an anointing those verses have. It blows me away.
What a gift. Absolute gift and charism God has bestowed upon you. So let's talk about those who aren't familiar. How do you have a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus? Let's put it in practical views just for a minute, and then I'll have you read your thing in just about a minute.
The very core of the Sacred Heart devotion is reparation. That means to show as much love to Jesus as you can, to make amends for the many who do not love Jesus as they should, to love Jesus in the most blessed sacrament of the altar as reparation for those who do not love him adequately in his Eucharistic heart / his Sacred Heart. To quote a book by Father John Chrysette, "The Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus," to make reparation as far as in our power by our love and adoration and every kind of homage for all the indignities and outrages which Jesus Christ has suffered in the course of the ages and which he still suffers daily at the hands of wicked men in the Blessed Eucharist. Mm-hmm. Receive Holy Communion, everyone, with as much reverence and devotion as you can, and ask yourselves, how can I do that? Spend as much time before Jesus in prayer in the Blessed Sacrament, because he longs for us to be with him. It's kind of a sad thing today with so many churches locked and people can't get before the tabernacle. But spending time with Jesus as much as you can. I spent about 2 hours and 20 minutes with him, not counting mass time, just about every day for 2 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks. And then September 14th, 2019, that Saturday evening at 10:30 at night, when I went back over to the church at St. Thomas the Apostle Parish in Falkton, I knelt before the tabernacle, and I looked at the Blessed Sacrament, the tabernacle, and I said, "Father in heaven, I am so sorry that so many of your children do not love the heart of your Son Jesus in the Eucharist as they should." And I'm here to tell you, that's when the 15-year thing happened for me. Mm. Bigger heart, more freedom than I'd ever had, and more joy than I know what to do with.
All right. So you wanted to conclude with a reading.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything right now. I want to, but we need to give him this time.
In 2018, I asked a priest if it was possible to preach on the Sacred Heart of Jesus too much. I was on my annual retreat. He said, "I don't see how it's possible to do it too much, but I would think you would run out of things to say." So that afternoon, in the chapel at prayer, the following verses were given to me in this poem I'm going to share with you. Mm-hmm. A year later, another priest, who was a retreat director on my annual retreat, told me, "You know, Jesus gave you that poem. And there's a line in here where it says, 'Verses for me and you.' So it's not just a poem for me, it's a poem for all the listeners." And in the poem, the scroll, imagine the scroll as your heart. "The Sacred Heart and my scroll. The heart of Jesus shed again today, a flame of love for me. And upon the scroll of my heart that flame did bleed for me, another hymn of love and joy, of beauty old and new. And from that sacred storeroom deep, verses for me and you. For his sacred heart is filled with flame of endless beauty, mercy, love, and never shall the end be reached of verses mined from above. Always heartbeats that shall tell, always music and sanctal rhyme, always something new is spoken about the heart with endless truth sublime. And thus I pray my heart grow larger, my scroll be lengthened by his flaming touch, that I may gather endless verses from the heart that would compose within us much."
Beautiful. Father Hughes, God has given you a great gift. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
My delight.
My delight.
There's just no way to follow that up.
It's pretty beautiful. It's pretty beautiful. May my heart grow larger. May my heart grow larger.
So that the Lord may put more in.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father Hughes. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Deacon, that's the end of the show.
It's a beautiful thing. Maybe, Father, to conclude the show, could you give us your priestly blessing?
Well, we have a preview first.
Oh, after
if you want to hang out for a minute. So Aaron is up in Fargo, and he's going to tell us we've got a great show coming up tomorrow. Aaron, how's it going up there?
It's going all right. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. It's been a fantastic show.
Yes, it has been very interesting and touched on a lot of very important subjects today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And connected subjects as well.
So tell us, who do we have on for tomorrow?
All right, for the hosts tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st, we have Steve Sponskowski and Brandon Clark here in Fargo.
Nice.
They'll be talking with Bishop Donald DeGrid, who will be speaking about the National Eucharistic Congress of Bemidji, and also what to do if you cannot make it to the National or Regional Eucharistic Congresses, because you're not out of options. And also, they'll be talking, if you've ever found it challenging to be silent or to slow your mind down while praying, we'll talk about some ways you can overcome these barriers with Monsignor Joseph Gehring and share an opportunity specifically for men to have a weekend away, giving plenty of time to listen to the Lord. So there'll be another opportunity on the show as well to hear about how to overcome those issues. So
love it.
That'll be from, again, tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. And I believe that's all I have for the preview, so back to you.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you for producing the show this morning. You've done a great job.
No, thank you very much.
So they get Bishop DeGrew tomorrow, huh? Not fair.
That's pretty beautiful. That's pretty beautiful. Spread the love.
That's right. Well, if you missed any of today's show, we had a lot of wonderful topics and a lot of wonderful guests. You can always check it out on realpresenceradio.com or download our free app. You can pick that up anywhere you are, and you can get the podcast on there too, or wherever you pick up your podcasts. Just be sure to get Real Presence Live going in your rotation of podcasts, because we've had some great guests this morning. So, Father, we're running out of time this morning. Will you part us with a blessing?
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for all the beautiful things, especially the beautiful love that you have for us, and the love of your Son and his beautiful Sacred Heart and his Mother's Immaculate Heart. May Almighty God bless all of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Deacon. It's been a pleasure being here today.
It's always a challenge, but I think that's because God's doing great things when you come here. There's always a pushback from that Sparky, but
we got it.
We overcame. We overcame with the Holy Spirit and the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Have a blessed rest of your day.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live. Local, engaging, and live. On the Real Presence Radio Network.